there's a massive story going on and it's coming in this race of knots, then I think, you know, depending on the scale of the story, it's probably a good use of newsroom resource to say to somebody, can you keep an eye on this for the next hour and tell us if you spot anything, and just do that and don't worry about doing anything else. The rest of the time, you know, when I, like, for example, during the election on a normal campaign day, it would be a bit crazy to have somebody just sitting there glued to tweet deck or, you know, but they need to have it there in the background. They need to be checking it. That would be my view. So, you know, depends on the intensity of the story, I would say. So that's all important. And the other aspect of it, so that's, in a sense, if you like, the news gathering value of social networks to us. The other aspect of it is our willingness and ability to use social networks to engage with people, to discuss stories, to tell them about stories that we've done. And, you know, that's something that we're still developing. I think it's early days, to be honest. But we have a BBC News Twitter feed, BBC News fan page on Facebook, where we talk about what we're doing. And I think on particular stories, I would expect specialist journalists, and this is increasingly the case, to know who might be worth checking out on Twitter and Facebook, and to be engaging where relevant with people as well about the story.
How do you decide what goes on to your Facebook page, for example?
Well, it's just an editorial decision like any other, really. It's I guess, you know, similar to making a decision about any other piece of output. I think you have to think about what's going to appeal to that
to the audience.
What might be of interest to people to share with their friends, and I can't say that we've got a perfect recipe. You know, it's all an experiment, and it's something that I think everyone is exploring.
Because I only ask because obviously, you know, when you have, you know, the top five viewed stories of the day,
yes,
and you know, you won't be surprised that that usually isn't the top five headline stories of the day, if that makes
what
sense.
Is?
You know the stories that people seem to click on most don't always relate to what an editor would put as
correct.
So I was wondering, is it on Facebook? Is it more about, you know, the stories that are likely to interest people to get them to, you know, share them with friends? It's more, the more not conversational stories, but less hard hitting stories. Do you think? A more social.
Yes and no. I think it's about maintaining a mixture, and I think it's also about pointing out, I think, aspects or ways in which we've covered a story, you know, that might, for example, be a big story that's a big headline story that's ongoing, and pointing out that we have just published, you know, something that adds a whole new dimension to the story, be it a particular interview with somebody or a chunk of video or something like that. I mean, that's one of the ways that we'd use it. I would hesitate to see it become a conduit for just, if you like, kind of passing on what is the most popular kind of virally on the site, because I think in a way the audience is already doing that. You know, that our readers and users are already doing that.
Okay.
So I think simply replicating that probably isn't the right use of that page. But picking out the odd thing, I think, sure, why not?
Right.
On
one of your blog posts, it's titled BBC News Online Coverage of the Prime Ministerial Debate.
Yeah.
You picked out some ingredients for, I think, what interests people and what people are now looking for in their news service. And
I think what I was focusing on there was what people are looking for from a live coverage of a live news event.
Okay.
Because I think there's a particular set of demands.